This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Credit Show podcast with Harry Jacobs starts now.
The Identity Theft Resource Center, they're the clearinghouse. I've talked about them often on the show for ID theft in this country. And they always, you know, put out a huge annual report on what's happening. And obviously, you've got to understand that ID theft can be devastating for people. It's an emotional issue. It's a violation. It can cause financial ruin if you're not smart about handling it and fixing it. And it continues to be a growing concern in the digital age. There's more and more information stored online. Our data is everything. The money is in the data these days. I'm going to talk to you about some best practices and strategies to safeguard your personal information. And this comes right from the Identity Theft Resource Center. A lot of it's common sense, but you know, I love looking at their information and their data. It's a great source for us, for the show, but for you as a consumer too. So securing your personal information is really important. Your social and date of birth and all that stuff, not leaving that stuff widely available. I have, you know, people I've seen that when I ask for a social security card, tell them we need it, they'll pull it out of their wallet. That's the wrong place to keep your social. Keep it, you know, in a safe. Keep it tucked at home somewhere. Make sure you shred sensitive documents. You know, bills, bank statements, credit card statements. Strong passwords are important. Don't be one of these, hey, you know, can you log in here? My password's, password. Or worse, password 123. Right? You know, we all have those people in our life. Don't share personal information over the phone. And consider this too, monitoring your financial accounts. If you can get into any other account online, assume that some crafty thief can do the same thing. I tell people, look at your online accounts every single day. I've got, you know, a handful of accounts like you probably that I jump into online. I look at those accounts every single day, whether I use the app on my phone or I use a browser at my desk. I look at every charge. You know, you've got to detect the unauthorized activity yourself, and you've got to do it quick, and that's why I say do it every day. Review your bank account, credit card statements, all of that. And be vigilant online. Be careful what you share on social media platforms. You know, your information can be used very quickly and easily. You know, we always get these phishing things that happen, and you wonder, oh, who's dumb enough to do that? Well, half of the country, 50% of the country, either banks at Bank of America or Chase. So when these phishing scams are out there and they say, well, we're going to go to, you know, send out this Chase email, let's see who responds with their Chase account information and logs in. They're going after 25% of the country. Same thing for the Bank of America. Wells, I think, is around there too, around 23%. 75% of the country, Wells, Chase, or Bank of America. So those phishing scams, they're there because they work. You can put a freeze on your credit. You can turn that on or off at the bureau level. You could also put a fraud alert on your credit. But if you've got a problem with identity theft, get the FTC identity theft affidavit. You can call us. We'll get it to you. And get a police report filled out and get it dealt with. Don't let it hang out there. Everything's going to go to the credit bureaus. We can get it fixed. We can help you if you need it. But those are things, those are tools that are out there for you that will allow you to get things fixed on your own. And if you don't want to do it, you don't have the bandwidth, you're too busy, you can obviously, you know, let us know and I'll help you with it. But either way, protect yourself. That's my message here. Protect yourself from identity theft.
You've been listening to the Credit Show podcast with Harry Jacobs. If you need assistance with your credit, text CREDIT to 702-702. 778-2000.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky?
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.